After Yosef interprets Paro's dreams in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Miketz, he then gives Paro some advice. Ata yere Paro ishnavon v'chocham v'shiseu al eretz Mitzrayim. Let Paro seek out a wise man and appoint him over the land of Mitzrayim to see to it that the abundant produce of the 7 years of plenty is gathered and stored properly so that it can provide for the years of hunger that will follow. Why did Yosef give this advice to Paro? Paro only asked him to interpret his dreams. Wasn't Yosef overstepping his bounds by giving advice as well? Some of the Mefarshim suggest that Yosef felt that this was part of the interpretation of the dream. The reason why Hashem was showing Paro these dreams is because he wanted him to act on the dreams. So Yosef felt that he had to give this advice to Paro because Hashem wanted Paro to act on the dreams to prevent hunger in the future. It wasn't simply his personal addition to the interpretation, but it was part of the interpretation itself. Rav Palm explains differently. He suggests that maybe Yosef gave advice to Paro because he couldn't hold himself back. When Yosef realized how desperate the situation was going to be during the 7 years of hunger, and how people would terribly regret the fact that they hadn't stored the grain that was so plentiful in the previous 7 years, he just felt compelled to push Paro to act on his dreams. He just couldn't hold himself back. Rav Palm adds that this is a lesson for all of us. Life in this world is like the Sheva Shnei Hasava. In this life, we have abundant opportunities for mitzvos and masim tovim. And sometimes we don't appreciate the value of every moment. We don't appreciate the value of every mitzvah. But the next world is like years of hunger. All a person has in the next world are the Torah, the mitzvos, and the masim tovim that they stockpiled in this world. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, yochel b'Shabbos. One eats in the next world, so to speak, only from what one has prepared in this world. And that be'emes is what Yosef was telling Paro. That's the advice that he was giving him. That a person has to be so careful to gather whatever they can during years of plenty. Rav Palm continues that this is also a possible connection between Parshas Miketz and Chanukah. At the time of Chanukah, they couldn't find even one jug of Shemen Tohar. Under normal circumstances, how much is oil worth? One jug of oil, how much is it worth? Not too much. But when oil is scarce, even one jug of oil is worth a lot. That's the yesod. The yesod is when things are scarce, they're worth so much more. That's the way we have to treat every mitzvah in this world. Because the emes is when we get to the next world, every mitzvah is going to be precious. Every mitzvah we did is going to be so precious to us. If I may take this idea one step further, I think the years that we spend here at Yeshiva are also like the Sheva Shnei Hasava, the 7 years of plenty. The learning that we do here, the attitudes that we develop, the habits that we form, these will determine what kind of people we actually become. But these years don't last forever. The key is to take advantage of the golden opportunity we have now, to take advantage of these years so that we'll be properly prepared for life ahead. Good Shabbos.